Mental. Everything you never knew you needed to know about mental health. Written and read by Steve Allen
and Catherine Devaney. How do we define mental illness? Well, there's a short answer and a long answer. The short answer is that mental illness is any problem with your emotions, behaviour or thinking that affects the way you function to a degree that worries you. Or, as the Australian Department of Health defines it, a mental illness is a health problem that significantly affects how a person feels, thinks, behaves and interacts with other people. If that's enough for you, skip the rest of this chapter and have a cuppa instead. If not, listen on. The long definition of mental illness and definitions of all the disorders that fall under its umbrella is provided in large classification manuals, the most popular being the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. Remember that name, you'll hear it often in the field of mental health. Classification manuals get updated pretty regularly, and there's always much debate around them. It's worthwhile knowing a little about how definitions and classifications work, as they are the foundations upon which diagnosis and treatment lies. Definitions in healthcare determine who gets help, who gets paid, how much, and who gets all the benefits of sickness, such as time off work and sympathy. They also tell governments where to spend their health dollars. If you understand how these definitions work, psychiatry will make a lot more sense. Diagnosis. Diagnosis can set you free. It can be liberating. It can provide clarity. It can be a relief, an aha moment, not just for you, but everyone around you too. I discovered I was dyslexic when I was 38. It was a missing part of my puzzle. Finding out I was dyslexic was a triumph for the 8-year-old who was constantly told she wasn't trying hard enough to learn her times table or how to remember how to spell. But there's a downside to diagnosis too. It can be limiting. Having a label can make others prejudiced towards you. They may treat you unfairly or discriminate against you. It can also lower your expectations of yourself if you take it as an excuse not to live up to your full potential. People with disabilities carry the soft burden of low expectations. Graham Innes, Australia's Disability Discrimination Commissioner, 2005 to 2014. Finally, when diagnosis is used in an accusatory fashion, it can be used to stereotype people. For instance, someone might say, "You don't want to travel with someone who is bipolar. They'll be unreliable and unpredictable." However, in most cases, diagnosis is beneficial overall. It offers the potential for insight into your situation and helps you and the people around you have realistic expectations.